Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about demolition debris cleanup. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Pulling down the existing structure leaves a lot of debris on the site. If not cleaned up in a day or two, it will lead enormous problems to the construction workers to function. They will be unable to move along the debris, and also it will become hard for them to breathe. It is therefore important to get the debris removed as soon as you can once the demolition is done. The next question is, do you have the right sort of heavy equipment that is exclusively used for debris cleanup? In order to get debris cleaned up real soon, you need to have the heavy equipment that will be meant for that purpose. You can also make sure the excavator or dozer to do the work. You can also use an excavator or dozer to do the work. It's just that you need to change the attachment on those machines. If you do not have the attachment, then that is again a problem. Normally, a construction company can easily arrange for attachments. Other option is to give the work to a contractor who has irrelevant heavy equipment and who exclusively does this sort of job. Construction work is done in several phases. For each phase, you need the help of the different sets of contractors. This is perhaps one of the reasons why a contractor's never out of a job. He always gets something or other to do in respectable of the season. Be it in summer, monsoon, spring, or fall, you will never see a contractor idle. It is, however, the direction of the construction company if they would want to hire a contractor to clean the debris, or do they have the required heavy equipment and the operators who know to do the work well. One more heavy equipment that plays a crucial role in cleaning up the demolition debris is a dumpster, which is a dumper or a truck that has the capability to pull the loads from the debris and tow them away from the job site. Again, you know, a lot of times all you need is a nice skid steer to dump in your little dump truck. Contractors who work at demolition debris cleanup do necessarily possess of a dumper or a truck to do the job for them. It is the kind of must heavy equipment without which they can't see to complete the job. When we talk about the demolition debris, the debris is not restricted to only dirt and mud. Most of the times the debris are heavy, like concrete slabs or the remains of a foundation removal. So before you choose a contractor to remove those heavy concrete slabs, it is important that you do some study on the contractor's job background. However, how the experience is the contractor in cleaning up demolition debris is the key point at the look that you need to look at. What kind of services they also offer, and also the reviews of the customers will act as deciding factor if one should go with them or look for another contractor. Checking the type of heavy equipment used by the contractor is perhaps the second most important thing to do. You want the debris to be cleaned up in the shortest possible time, and for the contractor needs to put the best of the heavy equipment to use. So be sharp while you choose any contractor for demolition debris cleanup work. And again, you know, ask around your competition. You know, a lot of times they use those guys. Ask them. You know, they'll have some people they prefer. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.